Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, welcome to Tea Time with T-Kid. I'm T-Kid. Today, my guest on the show is Doug Cohen, the co-founder of 99th Floor, a cannabis dinner series that makes some of the best edibles I've ever had. And he's bringing over some infused fudge made by his partner in 99th Floor, the very talented chef Miguel Trinidad. And then Doug's friend Spliff is going to stop by with some really, really nice flowers for us to try. But to start off, a little introduction to the 99th Floor. Today, we're hanging out with my friend, Doug Cohen, the co-founder of 99th Floor. That's a group that has a bunch of underground dinner parties that infuse gourmet food with cannabis. In the best way, I've been to several of these dinners now, and every single time, it is really exceptional. The food is really, really good, and it gets you just stoned enough. And Doug, I wanted to ask you, how exactly did you get started doing cannabis dinners?
Basically, I met Miguel. I was working with DJ Neil Armstrong on a project where, like, he was going to teach chefs how to DJ, and then the chef was going to teach him how to cook. So we did, like, a dinner party with chef, with Miguel, my partner in 99th Floor, Miguel Trinidad, and...
And he's the chef and, like, the culinary expert.
He's the dude. I mean, he's been... You know, on Food Network, Vice Munchies, 2 stars in the New York Times, which 2 stars is really, really exceptional. He knows the fuck he's doing, for sure. So we met, and I was working on the production side with my marketing company with Neil, and Miguel and I met, and I'm really into food, and we just kind of hit it off because we're both native New Yorkers. So it's cool. You know, you get a little bit of that vibe, like that cultural connection. I was like, yo, let's make some edibles. And he was like, hell yeah, let's make some edibles. Then it kind of evolves. And I have another homie, this dude, Bam. He has a dope farm up in Santa Cruz. And he was making these really amazing CO2 extractions, like terpy and delicious and smells good. And like, I really don't like CO2 extraction generally. I have that like fucking weird flavor, but his shit was just delicious. So he was doing these really dope extractions. We're like, yo, let's go to Frisco, check out his farm, you know, learn more about cannabis, especially for Miguel, and, you know, fuck around. So we were there and we rented a ramen restaurant and like a couple of hours just to like, so Miguel can do the chef thing. So he hit like the farmer's market. He got all these CO2 oils from Bam. And we rented this thing and we did like a small dinner for like 8 people. And I remember being like, yo, this is fucking crazy.
So what did Miguel make on that first infused dinner?
So he started off with a beet carpaccio salad with an OG Kush infused citrus vinaigrette and then a tonkatsu ramen with a OG Kush infused soy sauce that was crazy, like insane. We did it and we were just blown the fuck away. We're like, yo, this is really crazy. And I guess from there, we were just like, yo, let's keep working on it. We did one in LA and then we started doing them out here. And, you know, we just were like, yo, like, you know, this is pretty dope. You know, and there's been over the last like year and a half, I feel like there's been a real cannabis cuisine revolution. So for what we do, I mean, you know, you've probably tried a lot more of other people's cannabis foods.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've had the fortune of eating a lot of different gourmet-infused foods. And actually, the way Miguel puts it together, I mean, that is definitely like some of the best cannabis food I've ever had. He made a pea soup for the a 99th floor brunch that I attended a couple months ago that had lobster in it. And it was incredible. It was the best edible. That actually, you know what? I would list that as the best edible I've ever had.
That's awesome.
Because it was unexpected and it was infused and you could taste it and you could like taste only the good parts of it and none of the bad. And the dish itself, the infusion aside, was really, really good. It was just perfectly balanced, you know?
So, like, you know, when I speak to Miguel about cooking, I always ask him, like, what separates him from me ultimately, right? Like, and you know, it could be whatever, but his answer is anybody, I've heard other people ask him this too. It's like, it's technique, infusion of flavor on any level. He's a French trained chef. Mm. So he understands that on a really deep level. You know, and when you talk about cannabis food, you know, so terpenes are what we associate with the flavor and the smell of cannabis.
Right.
Terpenes and flavonoids, but more in cannabis, it's more terpenes. And but terpenes have a burn off temperature starting at 100 degrees.
Yeah.
And I think that it's 100 degrees is like the lowest, but I think even a lot at 134, there's a lot of burn off. So what happens with a lot of chefs is maybe their techniques aren't there to keep that terpene, you know, the terpene flavor really there. And what you end up getting when you strip away terpene is dirt. You get what it tastes like if you ever smoke a blunt or a joint or a bong, and the fucking, you get a little bit of the I guess really not a bong, but like, you know, a little bit of that bud gets in your mouth.
Yeah,
mouth, and you're like, teeth, oh, this is disgusting. And then the flavor kind of sits there for a little while. Like, nobody wants to eat a bud, you know what I mean? But if it smelled like it tastes, you know, if it tasted like it smelled, you would.
Yeah.
Or if it tasted like it smoked when you smoke it. Mm. So, you know, I think that's one of the things that he's really learning and he's really good at, but it's almost just natural to him because he'll pick up a bud and he'll smell those notes like it's any food ingredient.
You know, at the 99th floor dinners, there's a level of professionalism that goes into it as well. Cause like, you know, the food is really good. You know, that's Miguel's expertise. But somehow, like, you know, everything is so timely and, you know, explained perfectly just at the right time. Like, you know, the atmosphere is really good. The feng shui in general always kind of works out. Can you describe sort of, you know, the sequence of events and the dishes that we had at the last dinner that I came to?
We started off with a cocktail, which was a watermelon Aperol spritz, which was watermelon juice, Prosecco, and Aperols. And it's funny that people really, really like that cocktail. I got a lot of comments on that. It was like very light and summery, and it was pretty delicious. I think watermelon juice, pretty good ingredient for the most part. Then the next course was a flute crudo with toasted coconut and caviar. Then the course after that was a farmer's market salad. I know that one, when he does his salad, and a lot of the food that he'll do, he won't necessarily prepare the meal for a lot far in advance because he likes to see if he's going to do seafood, what's a good fish he's finding, or, you know, if it's any kind of vegetable or produce at all. He wants to make sure that he's going to find the freshest one that is what he's looking for specifically. So there's been times definitely when he's planned a menu and then went to the farmer's market and been like, I don't like this. I'm going to go switch this out. So I don't remember exactly what was in the farmer's market. I actually try not to eat too much when I'm at the dinners just because I'm working. So I don't want to, you know, I'll usually like pick one course and snack on that all night. Mm-hmm. The course after that was a roasted corn chowder. And that roasted corn chowder had green onion crema, toasted pine nuts, and a can of butter poached lobster.
Have you had people fall out at the 99th floor dinners ever?
No. Once a girl got sick, but that was because she was drinking.
Yeah, see, that's what'll fuck you up.
but our dinners will be like 12 to 15 milligrams through the whole dinner, which is really nothing. But we let you curate it because we'll do like a steak, and then with the steak will be like a mole sauce. That mole sauce might be like an extra 3 milligrams. You don't need it for the dish, but if you want that extra 3 milligrams, you can go and have that extra 3 milligrams. And if you don't, you can curate your own experience. And
yeah, that's a really interesting thing that you guys do. And, you know, every time Miguel presents a dish, there is very often like this additional option. He'll be like, if you feel like being extra, you know, infused, have a little bit of the gravy or the sauce or like a little bit more of the salad dressing or whatever it might be.
So one of the major differences between edibles and smoking is THC on a plant is a non-active, right? It's THCA. And it needs to be heat activated in order to be to work. So when you smoke weed, it's the THCA is converted to delta THC9. When you cook weed, decarb it and cook it and whatever, we don't need to get too deep into that. But when you're eating an edible, your liver converts the THC. It is delta THC9 when it's converted, when it's cooked, but then your liver takes it and converts it to hydroxy THC11. So there's a few major differences between THC9 and THC11, and one of the big ones is strength. 10 milligrams of delta THC9 is really nothing. 10 milligrams of hydroxy THC11 is a punch. The other big difference is when you smoke, you're as high as you're going to be 10 minutes into smoking, and it's pretty much a 20-minute peak, and then you're down, right?
Edibles are unpredictable.
Edibles is a brilliant hour before you really feel it.
Yeah, or more, or maybe a little less.
Exactly. Yeah. But, and then it's like 2-3 hours before you made it, especially if you had a big dose, before you've even peaked. Yeah. So like for people like us that like to smoke, we're like, let's smoke this joint. And then if we're crashing a little, we can smoke a little bit more, or, you know, have the bong there, the pen or whatever. Mm. If that's not what you're into, you just want to get fucked up. You know, the act of smoking doesn't turn you on.
Right.
It's being, high is what you're into. Having that really sustained high is better. And I think it's also like why a lot of younger people like dabbing is because with smoking, I think there is sort of a ceiling. You're not going to really get much higher, like, you know, past a certain point. With an edible high, you can get a lot higher. And I think also some people like that ability to, again, just go to that next level. And I think that's, for people that don't smoke, there's something that's really appealing about that. So we've been, you know, formulating some retail products. Eventually we're going to launch some in California. So I got two versions of a fudge that we've been working on.
Oh my God.
And this is actually like, I eat this shit like every night. This is how I've really gotten into that. The edibles,
wow. All right. So, and these are different, huh?
They're both fudge, but they're slightly different formulations.
And they're infused?
They're both infused. But right. You could eat that whole thing even and you'd be good.
Yeah, it's just a couple milligrams. Yeah. Right. All right.
He's now putting the fudge on his spoon. The spoin enters his mouth. Scintillating radio is listening to people food.
I'll smack my lips into the mic a whole bunch.
There's nothing more interesting.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's incredible. It tastes like a little spicier almost. There's like parts of the weed plant that are really tasty and parts that are not. And, you know, you guys have always accomplished getting those tasty parts.
We're trying.
Fitting in just right. And right around then, Doug's friend Spliff stopped by with some weed. So Doug, you're flipping the script on me this week. Usually I have a buddy stop by with some weed treats, but this time around, it's one of your buddies that you introduced me to stopping by for weed treats. Can you give him a little intro?
I'll give him an intro. Yeah. So I got my homie Spliff right here.
What up, Spliff?
Yes, yes, yes.
How's it going, dude? Nice to see you.
What up? So Spliff is... I met Spliff a long time ago, maybe like almost 20 years ago, actually through his brother. It was like around when Sour Diesel was coming out. You know, he just really like came around and he always had like the craziest shit. Like, you know, that, like I said, that's when like Sour was around and we're talking like 96, 7, whatever. You know, it was going for like 600 an ounce, 700 an ounce in New York. Jeez. In the 90s. Think about that, inflation adjusted, what that would be right now. That's got to be $1,000 an ounce.
Who the hell was paying that? Because even now,
everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, but at this point, like, you know, I wouldn't pay over a certain amount for weed because after a certain point, like, you know, I think that the as a commodity itself, it doesn't have that much value and it becomes like sneakers or something where it's just like, oh, there's this like strain that's rarer or it's just like better. And so
it wasn't until I was older till I realized that something has to be the best. And the best in any product ever charges more. I just went to the bodega in Williamsburg and paid $10 for organic chocolate-covered raisins. $10. You can buy Raisinettes for a dollar. That's 10 times the price. So in all fairness, and the thing is when you talk about $600 or $700, first of all, you're talking about there's still a lot of rich people in the city, even back in the 90s. Right. There's rich people from all around the world here. And if you can find those customers, they want the best of the best. How come you can go to a club and you need bottle service and will spend $500 on one bottle of something that you could buy outside the club for $40 for a bottle? Back then, you're paying $500. It's a prestige thing.
Yeah, and if you're doing that, why is it so out of scope that you're paying?
Right. And the other thing I was going to say is basically what happened was if you could get any, if you could even get your hands on anything special, just like now, you know, it's special for a reason. Back then, candy stores and delivery services were huge and new, and these guys were selling 1.7 grams to 2.2 grams for $50. You were buying 4 grams for $100. And if you wanted to buy an ounce, they'd say, no, you're buying 400 bags. So you're getting a total of 16 grams for $400.
And that's like, that's almost like.
We would lap that up. I grew up in a suburb and there were rich kids. And as soon as we got our license, we would go with kids who have money and it was nothing. And we'd go right to these services. We go to the West Village and buy glass and bongs and all that. And then we go right to these services and we get the best weed humanly possibly because we could stay in Jersey and get like some okay stuff.
Yeah.
But we were connoisseurs and snobs back then and we were on the search for the best.
And this was what, like late 90s? Was it like Cartoon Network?
This is the mid 90s. And I think the first time I saw AJ Sour D was 97. I had friends, he was living upstate above the city, wasn't living in the city yet. And I happened to be friends with people who could see him. And yeah, it was the first stuff that I was paying $500 an ounce for. But I definitely gave him and other people grief about it and bitched. You know, in the end, it was the best. The connoisseur shit, just like anything, is small batch. The best cars to the best beers are small batch, and that's what makes it special, and the love and attention you can put into each batch is superior. There's going to be the Marlboro of weed when it's legal. There's going to be like Camel and Marlboro, and there's going to be the Budweiser, and they're going to buy up land everywhere they can, and they're going to make these giant corporate things, and they're going to push out the little man, and that's all coming. And that's why places like California voted against it originally, recreational. They were the first ones that could have done it before Colorado. Mm. They voted no, even though it's obviously a pro-weed state. Anyone can get a med card if you pay $150, and you say, I need a bacchiotomy.
Doctor said I need
my
a bacchiotomy.
But it's like, I think that's one of the main problems I have it too with the pharmaceutical and the corporate version of it, that it's taking away the innocence of what it was. And I grew up being a little older than you, just seeing it evolve in this, like, you know, I know a lot of hippies and I know a lot of hippies that grew the best weed that anyone ever saw, you know, and it's like, that's what's special. And then to like lose it to like corporations who were quick to put people in jail for this. And now they're going to like jump ship and be like, actually, I can make lots of money off this. Okay, now we're going to run this market.
Right.
And I just think it's really.
Fuck that opinion.
Oh, yeah. This is the thing.
He, go ahead. I'll let you finish and then I'll retort. I'll stonily retort.
Just from a medical perspective, if we're really focused on cannabis as a medicine and we're...
But we're not.
But
most people smoke it recreationally.
But I'm saying the definition of what a medicine is also like...
But pharmacies are not.
Right, but the overwhelming majority of people just want to smoke it recreational. So that's actually trumps the medicinal use.
No, but right there's now, no recreational. It's a life supplement, right? Right. I think, you know, it's therapeutic. I think most people smoke weed because it's therapeutic, honestly. Right.
But again, let's
hear Doug stick right. up there for is, corporate greed.
No, it's not about sticking up for corporate greed. It's, you know, there's medicine.
We have to play some Viagra fudge in a minute. You don't have Viagra infused dinner? in New York, it's like an old another clientele. Actually, that's going to be my game, man. You know, you got the weed dinner thing covered. I'm going to do Viagra.
No, like there was all this natural dick medicine from like plants. It just turned corporate, dude.
Yeah, it's in little pills at like the bodega. You know?
Of course.
It's called like whatever.
No, I don't know anything about
Silver
that.
Silver Stallion.
I've never used those.
Boner pills. You know? Bodega boner pills. And that's it for this episode. Thanks so much for listening. To learn more about 99th Floor and their incredible dinner series, check them out on Instagram. That's at 99THFL. Have a good one.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.